Dawn, Fatuliangi is acting GM for Pacific Health at Counties Manukau Health, and she joins us now again on the show to talk about changes during Alert Level 2. Maroswe 4, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Dawn.
Hello, lover. Thank you for having me, Brian.
And great to have you back on the show again. Thank you again.
No worries.
So, Dawn, firstly, will there continue to be visiting restrictions that Ainga need to be aware of now that we are in Alert Level 2 of, you know, COVID-19 response?
Well, our priority is keeping patients and our families and staff safe. So in order to achieve this, we really need to manage the number of people coming into our hospitals and our other sites. So unless there are exceptional circumstances or on compassionate grounds, family are not allowed to visit loved ones in the hospital. It is really important for us to maintain the infection prevention control and prepare for any potential surges. So as we know, there's a lot more movement in the community. So what we are including now and putting in place is a process to enable contact tracing as well as putting up screens for our front desks. So families who wish to visit a patient will need to be from a patient's own bubble and will need to request a visit in advance by speaking to a charge nurse or a midwife manager. The contact details for all our sites are on the website. The decision about access will be made on a case-by-case basis by a lead clinician in conjunction with the infection prevention and control experts.
So what are some examples of a compassionate or exceptional grounds where Ainga will be able to access the hospital, Dawn, please?
Some examples of compassionate or exceptional grounds could include support for a patient through end-of-life care or who is dying, someone who has been in hospital for a long time and may need additional emotional support. There could be support for a child in hospital or for a woman giving birth in a maternity facility. So if you have an appointment to visit a patient, I encourage you, please come early because there are screening that will be put in place and carried out at all our entrances.
So what can our families do to stay in touch with loved ones in hospital during this time, please, Dawn?
Well, one of the ways that they can stay connected is by, you know, continuing to call their loved ones. You can email, you can text. And we also have, the patients will have access to Wi-Fi in hospital. So families can use social media apps like WhatsApp or FaceTime, whatever it is that they can, you know, stay connected with their loved ones in hospital.
Any changes for emergency departments under Alert Level 2?
No, there's not, Brian. It is business as usual, with all our emergency departments in Auckland remain open 24/7 for emergency care. If you are hurt or unwell, we do encourage you to visit your local emergency department. For any minor illnesses or injuries, you can continue to call Healthline on 0800 611 116 or call your family doctor and follow their advice.
Are there extra measures in place to keep people safe, Dawn?
There are still strict entry controls and procedures in place at Middlemore Hospital Emergency Department. While the risk is minimal, patients and visitors will still be questioned at the entry to ED, the emergency department, and safe distancing will still remain. If you are really unwell, please come to the emergency hospital.
Do you have any update, please, for testing numbers in our region currently?
Yeah, I do. Our latest data shows the region has tested nearly 74,000 people across the Auckland, Waitemata and Counties Manukau District Health Board districts. So this includes just under 14,000 Pacific, or 19% of those that have been tested. In Counties Manukau alone, we have tested more than 8,000 people who identify as Pacific. The community and our primary healthcare staff, our laboratory workers and DHB staff continue to go above and beyond to identify and stop the spread of COVID-19. This is a tricky virus, so it is really important for our community to remain vigilant. Keep washing your hands regularly and maintain social distancing. If you have a cough, sore throat, runny nose, shortness of breath, loss of smell or a fever, please go get tested.
Under Alert Level 2, Dawn, what happens if Ainga have clinic appointments or surgery booked?
Yeah, so Counties Manukau Health are working really hard to resume appointments and surgeries that have been delayed due to our response to COVID-19. So to protect our patients and their bubble, there have been delays and changes to outpatient appointments and planned surgeries have been disrupted. We are working through the appointments and surgeries that have been impacted, and we will be in contact with those affected as soon as we can. However, this will inevitably take us a little while. So please be assured you have not been forgotten, and we have a process in place to ensure patients are followed up. Where possible, some consultations will continue to be by telephone or video technology, but we would like to thank the community for their understanding and patience. In the meantime, if you have any medical concerns, please call Healthline or your doctor, or visit the emergency department if you need urgent care.
And of course, please, Doana, where our listeners, our viewers can get more information on COVID-19, please.
Yeah, well, you can get more information. There's a great Pacific website at www.preparepacific.nz. And this is a helpful. This has helpful information for our Pacific community. We also have a number of other websites available with information, and this includes all government websites. So www.covid19.govt.nz. We have the Ministry of Health at www.moh.govt.nz. And, of course, we have Counties Manukau website, which is countiesmanukau.health.nz.
Doana Fatuleagi, Acting GM Pacific Health with Counties Manukau Health. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Doana.
Thank
we really appreciate
me.
It. You're welcome, and you have a great day and stay safe. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.